It's not safe to go alone. Here, take this.
The 8-Bit VCast.
Hey everybody, this is Bitnik, and welcome to episode 1 of the 8-Bit VCast. Our sponsor today is no one, actually, but maybe that'll change someday, so we might as well keep this spot open. For now, I'd say let's put out a little shout-out to Audio Technica. This microphone that I purchased is really, really awesome. So maybe they'll be interested in giving me money to say that, or maybe they'll be interested in keeping the money that I already gave them. Most likely the latter. But, hey, this is the 8-Bit VCast, and just give you a little idea of what it is that we're wanting to go for. We want to kind of hit a couple of different segments. Normally I'm not going to lay all this out for you, but the 8-Bit VCast is going to be about 16, 17, 18 minutes long. I don't want to listen to something that's really long, and I doubt you guys do either. So that's why I wanted to keep it short. Want to have it snappy, fun, interesting. We're just going to cover a couple different segments called Top Bits. It's just going to be the best news of the week, usually with a certain flair to it that really comes with the 8-Bit Variety Show. Best of the Bleeps. Best of the Bleeps is where we're going to let you listen to the best video game music you haven't heard. And lastly, Bit Slaps. In Bit Slaps, we're going to talk about some of the best and worst quotes from people either in the video games business or who are just talking about it. And believe me, there's some humdingers out there if you just catch them on the right week. So that's what we're mainly going to hit, and I'm really excited to get this going with you. All right, this is the top bits for the week of October 30th through November 5th, 2011. Very top of things, the Fallout massively multiplayer online game developed by Interplay, the original distributors. I think they were the producers of Fallout. Mainly because I remember Black Isle was definitely a developer. It was a lot of fun. They have won a court case at appeal against Bethesda, a video game giant. Apparently, I don't know exactly what happened, but Bethesda didn't sell the rights to that type of thing. I would think they, when they bought the rights, they would have really bought the rights. But, I mean, this thing's been appealed, three times. I don't know how exactly you missed that. But will this give gamers a new Fallout game that will probably never be released to complain about? I think it could. I honestly don't know how they managed to maintain the rights to that portion of the Fallout IP, but I kind of thought the purpose of playing a post-apocalyptic RPG was that you were sick of interacting with real human beings and you just wanted to do some shotgun finger painting while you mutter your spouse's name. But hey, I don't know. I'm guessing there's some people out there who are going to have a good time with it. So let's just give them the benefit of the doubt. Top Bit Story 2. Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword earns a perfect 10 from Edge Magazine. Looks like Iwata's strategy of focusing on quality production, good flow of games, and holding Miyamoto's children hostage as he throws barrels to keep the SWAT team at bay is probably working. I've got to say, I expected it to be great. You know, when was the last time a Zelda game wasn't great? It's been a long time. But every single thing we've seen so far has been really positive, and I'm really getting excited for this. I have to admit something, even though I'm a big Zelda fan, I just wasn't excited for Twilight Princess. I ended up buying it because, let's be honest, you buy Red Steel and, I don't know, what else, Wii Sports was packed in, you know, right at the launch of the Wii. I think it's probably really the only choices that you have to be able to buy Twilight Princess. So I did. It is fantastic. I want that to be clear. But I'm really, really excited for Skyward Sword. Maybe that just brought back my happiness, being able to play Twilight Princess. I've done it probably 3 times through now, but I'm really excited to see this and see whether or not this strategy keeps on working for them. So there you go. That's our first time doing Top Bits. I hope it was educational. There's probably a myriad of ways it can be made better. But yeah, I hope you're enjoying it. All right, everybody. During these little in-betweeners, I'd just like to give quick announcements for special goings-on at the 8-Bit Variety Show. I think probably the most special thing that's happened in a couple of months is the 8-Bit VCast. It allows me to really do something for the website, which I love to death, and allows me to kind of have a chance to interact with you guys, to be honest with you. I just wish things weren't so busy. That's why I'm so happy that I have this chance. But the 8-Bit VCast is going to preliminarily have a 6-episode run. That's what I have to do for the assignment, but I'd really like to continue it after that. That's going to depend on how well received it is. I've created a discussion topic in our admittedly limited forums, so you guys can tell us what you liked as well as what you think we could improve. Don't feel bad for getting specific. I'm as new to podcasting as you are to, I don't know, what's the opposite of podcasting? Pod reeling stuff in, I guess. So I need your input to make this better. All right, I think we're ready for Best of the Bleeps. I'm actually really excited to do this because I love video game music. I absolutely love it, and I know that is not something you talk about in public or on a video game blog where anyone can get to it, but it is one of my passions. And, Mrs. Bit is a saint. She's not really a gamer herself, but she has really taken to video game music. She loves it, she thinks it's beautiful, and I'm completely with her. So this is my chance to share one of my passions, and just, a couple of great songs that I think you probably have never heard of. That's what I want to do with Best of the Bleeps. The first song I want to share with you guys today is The Decisive Battle. Some of you who've played Final Fantasy III, or depending on if you live in Japan, 6. I don't think I have Japanese readers. Why would they be listening to me? Probably not, but in case I do. For the uninitiated, the Black Mages are a Japanese rock fusion band founded presumably because he was bored of creating some of the most memorable music in video games ever by none other than Nobuo Uematsu. He is the composer behind all the Final Fantasy games, a great deal of games on many different platforms. He actually did the opening song to Super Smash Bros. Brawl, if you can believe that, which is great. But Nobuo, along with his rockin' Japanese friends, they perform covers of his most famous compositions. His most notable are, of course, from the Final Fantasy series, and our selection today is no different. So that, I give you The Decisive Battle by the Black Mages. Enjoy. Man, I love that song. Fun fact, Nobuo Uematsu is the guy playing the keyboard in that. The keyboard. So, of course, the guy who came up with everything is stuck at the back playing the keyboard, just like in most bands. Anyway, the next song that I've got for you guys is actually pretty new for those of us here in America. It is The Theme of the Spectre's Flute by Tomohito Nishiura. From the brand new Professor Layton game, The Theme of the Spectre's Flute is caused me to utter the phrase I never thought I would speak. Man, that dude is really rocking that accordion. It builds to quite a cacophonous crescendo of drums, violin, piano, some guitar, and the accordion, of course. And the theme of the Spectre's Flute is just a ballad, truly fitting of the world's leading archaeological professor who never gets around to doing any archaeology. Because I'm guessing archaeology's boring, or else they'd be making games about him, I don't know, climbing around in stuff. Must not really be like Indiana Jones. Either way, this music, like the music from the other games, is total poetry. So, without further ado, I give you The Theme of the Spectre's Flute from Professor Layton and the Last Spectre. Thank you. All right. Once again, that was Theme of the Spectre's Flute by Tomohiro Nishiura. Hope you guys enjoyed that as much as I did. I was really excited to actually share it with people. I showed Mrs. Bitt, and she loved it, and I thought, these guys will love it too. The first one was, as a quick reminder, The Decisive Battle by the Black Mages, a.k.a. Nobuo Uematsu. Well, you've just experienced the very first Best of the Bits. But frankly, I need to hear from you guys about it. Is there a video game song that you think everybody needs to hear and no one seems to know anything about? If you let me know and I choose it, I'll give you guys the attribution in the next episode of the 8-Bit VCast. I'm always excited to learn about new game music that I don't know anything about, and I've got a pretty good variety, so I'd really like to hear from you guys. So go ahead, drop me a line at either 8bitvs@gmail.com. So that's just the number 8bitvs@gmail.com. Or hop into the forums. I think that we've actually opened up a forum for recommendations for songs too. So go ahead, hop in there. Let me know what you think and give us some recommendations. I want to make this something that feels like a community thing that we're really sharing. All right, we're up to our very last segment, and that is Bit Slaps, this week's best and worst quotes, and the people who said them. Our first quote actually comes from noted director Guillermo del Toro, who directed, let's say, Pan's Labyrinth, you may have heard of, Hellboy 2, and the original Hellboy. I didn't like the first one as much. I don't know why. But I really liked the second one. And the guy has had a lot of interesting stuff to say about video games and the video game industry. So let's go ahead and go into what he said. He actually said this week in an interview, "The opposite of humility is arrogance, and that's the coin of trade in the movie business. Movies are one of the peaks of human narrative, but I'm sorry to break it to the movie industry, so are video games. The video games we'll be playing in 2020, they will be effing masterpieces then." Gotta keep this good for the kids. I actually really agree with him. He's a really smart guy, and there will be some amazing masterpieces in 2020, but I don't know. Maybe he hasn't been playing video games as long as I have. I feel like there's some masterpieces now. Yeah, most video games probably wouldn't be placed in the masterpiece area. They wouldn't be appreciated much in a museum. And they don't make us sit back and view ourselves, take a look at ourselves through a microscope. But there are a few that do. Earthbound, those who have read the 8-Bit Variety Show know what a huge proponent I am of Earthbound and Mother 3. I really want to play the first one for the NES. I just haven't gotten up the motivation to do it. But it is an absolute masterpiece. I feel like the guy is right. Video games are the new total art, and they take into account everything. They won't ever supplant film, just like radio wasn't entirely supplanted by film when it came along, and storytelling didn't disappear when radio came onto the scene, but they are the new total art, and they will get that kind of appreciation. Just like movies, there's going to be your crappy popcorn video game. There will possibly be your romances, although our video games seem to have a lot more killing than romancing in them. But the time will come. I think that he's right on. Like I said, the only thing I don't agree with is that we don't already have some great masterpieces. Now, on the other side of things, Satoru Iwata, president of Nintendo overall, he said this week, "We have a number of materials for our reflections on what could have caused the weak sales of the Nintendo 3DS after the initial launch period, and we'd like to do our utmost so that it will not happen again regarding the Wii U. Now, I normally love Iwata, but seriously? I'm no detective, but I'll tell you what could, I'm doing air quotes, by the way, could have caused the weak sales for the 3DS. There were no killer launch titles. Half the functions in the user interface didn't even work for 2 months. That means your product's not ready to be released quite yet. When people actually can touch things and tap things on the interface and nothing happens, it's time to send that one back to the old R&D boys just for a few months more. That's it. I understand they were just covering their Japanese backsides, but the big ends, we've made it sure that it won't shrivel your children's eyeballs like prunes. Ad campaign? I don't think that helped sales either. So, there was a lot of things wrong with the launch, even though I think the 3DS is a solid piece of hardware. So, you know, we'll see what happens there. But that is your first taste of BitSlaps. If you see a great quote that you think would be awesome on here, feel free to send it to me. I'm going to keep on searching on my own and everything, but if you do, go ahead, send it in, and we will give you credit on the next episode of the 8-Bit VCast. And that's it for the first episode of the 8-Bit VCast. Please let us know what you thought by visiting our forums or send me an email at 8bitvs@gmail.com. I really want to know because I want to make this something you would love to hear every week. And I know there's probably a lot of things that need a little bit of work. So let me know. Don't feel bad. I hope there was something you really enjoyed here because I really enjoyed doing this. And also, did you do anything cool video game related for Halloween? We're going to have a little update about the Bit family's video game costumes, for which Mrs. Bit deserves a rousing thank you, at www.8bitvs.com in just a day or so, once we get back the pictures. But yeah, I hope you really enjoyed it, and I really enjoyed doing it, and we will talk to you very soon. This is BitNick from the 8-Bit Variety Show, signing off.